Dear Sudan, welcome to chapter 22, which is dealing with marketing accommodation. One of the service providers, one of the product that is very much like transport accommodation is of also very important factor or important supply chain required for tourism industry. And we will learn about marketing the accommodation. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. So marketing accommodation start with understanding the accommodation types, variety of accommodation types, different type of hotels, different type of residential apartment, all are falling under accommodation type. Know about the accommodation business as such and the nature. So it is a specific industry falling under hotel and hospitality. It has its own type of peculiar nature, and that we will be understanding in course of time in, with the flow of the chapter. We will also understand the marketing aspect involved in accommodation business. The marketing plays a role in getting the hotel rooms, accommodation, getting filled up with the guests so that revenue is generated and the required results are obtained. And in length, at length, we will learn about the scenario, about the budget, developing the budget requirement for accommodation in marketing. So all this summed up in the unit or chapter with marketing accommodation. Let's define the accommodation, what the industry defines it, what has to be understood when we talk of accommodation. It's a function in travel. As I said, like you take a flight, like you buy travel service, likewise you buy as an action of yours to complete your holiday, you buy a hotel accommodation. It creates home away from home for the tourist. When tourist is out of their environment, the hotel terms as his or her home to stay. And that's why some of the features to be also borne in mind, which I will discuss in the ongoing chapter. The hotel industry is the most sophisticated industry today. And when we talk of this, we refer to sophistication in form of different facilities that are available in the hotel, from jacuzzi to normal deluxe and rooms to suites and a boutique hotel, including all that. This has made hotel industry a most sophisticated industry. It is not the same to hotel that existed before 1945, when there was travel that was happening by military and they were using that. So a lot of reference, a lot of developments have happened, ultimately turning into sophisticated industry. There are international recognized brand, there are different chain of hotel, and sophistication is seen in all those new hotels that have come in. So accommodation is the mainstay of a tourism. When you go on a holiday, definitely you stay somewhere, and that is you take the service of a hotel, be it is 0-star to 7-star, like Burj Al Arab, definitely, yes, which is a 7-star hotel, to 0 hotel, including lodging or any resort or any city hotel or a boutique hotel. All are the place or mainstay where tourists stay. That's why they give and look into different characteristics in hotel. Accommodation is a very important of the tourism infrastructure. And as I said, there are a lot of international chain of hotels which have been seen in India also, with some of our own brands like Orchid Hotel Group, like Lalit, like Oberoi. These are all Indian brands that are there. Not to forget the international brand like Sheraton, like Hyatt, like Intercon, like Holiday Inn. All these are Le Méridien. All these are international brand. We have fine mix of all, and this has emerged after 1970 only. Before that, we never had any such international brand. Plus, we never also had so sophistication in hotel industry in our country. Tourism development is a function of tourism development is a function of accommodation. So tourism develops to destination where a quality hotel accommodation is available, where guests feel comfortable to go and stay. And the demand for accommodation away from home is a function of travel. So definitely tourists look for a hotel where he or she finds it as a home of theirs. And a lot of selection features are there, which we will discuss in the following slides. So what is accommodation basically defined as? Tourist accommodation is tourism accommodation is, what does it include? It is deemed to include. It contains all establishment offering overnight stay. So guest comes and stays overnight on a commercial or semi-commercial basis, meaning there is involvement of transaction of cash and earning to all categories of visitor. Could be a family, could be a solo, could be a group. All type of travelers or visitors are staying where the commercial element or money paying comes into picture. That's what is tourism. If you stay with your friend, then that's not a commercial activity. That's why people who pay and stay in accommodation, which is not a hotel, the term paying guest has come in for that, because there is an involvement of money. And that's why they call guest who pays. That's what this term PG has come in. According to physical features of the accommodation, industry is categorized in the following. And with the advancement and sophistication that we have seen in hotel industry, various development have taken place. So it is categorized in the following way. One is the traditional hotel accommodation. Traditional, nothing big, nothing very, the style where people go, check in, give detail, take the hotel room, goes down, there is a washroom, all that is a traditional hotel accommodation. Then there are supplementary accommodation and new accommodation concept. So when we talk of supplementary accommodation, like a particular residential apartment, long lease houses, where money is rewarded, and in certain countries, even those requirement licenses. That's why they are called residential apartments, and it's against payment. And then, of course, new accommodation concept. You can imagine what is happening around. There are tube accommodation. There are cell accommodation where shortage of space exists. So people just check in some form of a tube or in sort of a cell like they have been giving in Japan, and people live there as accommodation. So traditional accommodation includes hotels and motels. Motels refer to the one which is on a motorway. That's the traditional hotel type of thing. Any could be that falling category. Supplementary accommodation, what it includes, premises which offer accommodation, but not necessarily a hotel. Services, which means service apartment. There will not be anyone who will come down and pick up, clean up your room on timely basis and so on. You have just taken, so no hotel services may not be there. Possibly there may be your self-style cooking and no breakfast or no theme restaurant. Also, this also refers to the government houses, youth hostels. like what you say, government rest house, like Dak Bangla, or youth hostel run by YMCA or YWCA, or any youth hostel run by specific government organization for student and youth. Cost-wise, they charge less. Now, new accommodation concept, I highlighted that combination of both the above-mentioned at the same time, commodiums, time-sharing, or camping sites, etc. These are all a new type of accommodation in which time-sharing is you try to pay for certain thing, and then that becomes your room for 12 months till you have paid for it. So you can use for you or your friend, or you can even get it on lease to someone. And then, of course, camping resort where 4-star, 2-star, or any star hotel is not available, but you put up a camp and stay that as an accommodation concept. For example, you have Run of Kutch Festival where most get stay in camps. Camps or tents pitched up with the highest service standard. So instead of staying in a hotel room, you live in those tent apartments. I can give you another example. Coming in from, say, during Hajj, people stay in only one or two nights in these type of camping sites. And after Hajj activities are performed, within 3 days, those camps or those tents which have been pitched exclusively disappear. Accommodation to service attributes. And we look at this service accommodation. I mentioned this. Service accommodation will clean up the room, maybe on your request, not on a regular basis. Also, they may have attached kitchen where you can help and cook your own food. They may have wet bar wherein you can use services and put up whatever you like to buy and keep it also. And then, of course, non-service accommodation, which is given for a long lease, like somebody has been transferred from city A to city B, or someone staying with the family wherein they have support for every single thing that a house needs. So no service will be available. You would do everything on your own. So these are accommodation definition we are going through, students. Standard accommodation, availability of hotel staff is always there to provide some services such as cleaning, meals, and bars, clubs, etc., etc., and room service. These are a service accommodation. That availability of such service, even if they are not in fact used, is included the price charge. So if you are staying in a hotel, unless you dine, rest of the charges are included. So they will not ask you to clean the room separately or clean the toilet separately or changing of the bed sheet. It's part of the price that you have paid. Some hotels also give you breakfast included, most of the cases. In case if you have bought a full meal, all planned in 3 meals at the time, the price includes everything, including different meals that is being offered. So availability of such service, even if they are not charged separately, it is included into that, unless you have bought a specific plan like this. And then we have got rooms with food and beverage, restaurant and conference, etc. services are at major services that are offered to many of the clientele or any service required in accommodation business. So you have got some of the conference center having 700 room hotel attached to it and conference for 1,000 people can participate. 700 room double occupancy can turn up to more than 1,000 people. Depending on the number of guests that you get and likewise revenue stream for many services that they offer. That's service accommodation. Non-service accommodation, as the name suggests, accommodation is provided with a furnished or rental basis for a week, 10 days, the way you pay for, or on a daily basis if you are looking for 2 days or 3 days. Normally for a limited, for a unit comprising of several beds, such as a cottage or an apartment. And this is coming up because there the service is not an element, but room availability, especially small family or a small group of people, or those who are looking for no service because they can get service easily done. These services are not part of accommodation and are not included in the price charge. Of course, certain non-service apartment or accommodation will also have these facilities available, but that will be at the cost that people look forward for. So non-service sector comprises a wider range of different units, including villas, apartments, suites, and cottages. And there are a number of such properties which are cropping in these days all over the world, including some of such properties are run by local people who want that to be an additional revenue earning source for them. The accommodation, it plays a vital role in the context of purpose of the travel. So accommodation selection would depend on the purpose of the travel. The role to play in case of a business or non-holiday travel. So you may not be looking certain thing, but you would need few things which a holiday traveler may not look for. So accommodation need to provide like a function, business activity, business center, services available for translation, etc. Maybe they may not pay attention to spa, sauna, or swimming pool. Whereas a leisure traveler, we may focus on sauna facilities, gym facilities, a swimming pool facilities. So comfortable stay at affordable price and convenience are the main reason for travel, and that they look forward for. Accommodation plays a functional role in this case, wherein whatever I have explained will be the focus of buying that type of accommodation. A holiday traveler would not look for a conference center hotel or a business service center or facilities for executive floor. Whereas a holiday traveler would look for comforts like good bed, like a pub, like a restaurant, and sauna and spa. So depending on for what you travel, what is your purpose of travel, you select accommodation according to that. In the case of holiday and leisure travel, the accommodation plays a different role in the tourism product. So a leisure traveler would look for a hotel that has a comfortable bed, operational washroom, nearness to the prime area of activities, close to transport, availability of transport. All these factors are there for holidaymaker. In some cases, the destination choices are influenced by perception and experience of the available accommodation. So someone going down to Paris may not love, if he wants to go to Eiffel Tower, he may not love to go to countryside and stay where the hotel rooms are available at half the price than the city hotel, because the amount of time they would invest or put into traveling will be so much that the whole purpose of the holiday dies down. Imagine a scenario, a group of tourists coming on a holiday want to visit Nariman Point, Gateway of India, and other places of interest in Mumbai. And imagine they are told, okay, stay in Virar. This is the 5-star hotel. You think they will meet the purpose of a holiday? Absolutely not. So all depends what type of selection of hotel that you pick up and so on. Holiday visitors are also likely to spend more time of their stay in their accommodation in case of bad weather conditions. Also, some of the holiday makers I've seen love to spend time reading a book at the swimming pool, or if it is a beach holiday resort, they would love to sit on a beach. Depend on the nationality and selection of what they do. Whereas service and non-service accommodation, their travel and destination enjoyment will be of highly great interest. And that perceived, I mentioned this, that they would select a hotel that's closer to public transport. They will look at a hotel that has some options available for dining. And of course, what is they look for? A satisfaction of experience with the accommodation product. And in the case of motel, for example, that's on a motorway, the requirements are very limited. Maybe a quick meal, a good night rest, and the early morning they are again on the road. They may not look for ultra-modern activities. So for the leisure traveler, accommodation plays an influential role, as I have summed up in various talks. The nature of accommodation business, basically on the accommodation, is seen as the service, as this service experience. So having said this, for business, people look at the accommodation that meet the requirement needed for a business, meaning it should have conference center, it should be close to the exhibition ground, it should have business center, it should have facilities to make photocopies, it should have facilities to send emails, etc., etc. So all types of accommodation products are service experiences happen apparent to according to the customer, and customer a series of service-based activities keep going. Cut here. Depending on the nature of accommodation, we now select the business hotel, which we have been exploring. The basically, an accommodation is seen as it is a service experience. So all types of accommodation products are a service experience and apparent to customers. And it consists of a series of services based on activity. So depending on accommodation business, they offer as per what services are required and what services are needed. So we look at service-based activities include the type of services that you are looking for, reception, check-in, also reservation service, how you have booked your catering services if provided. Then we have to look at the room site services. If you are looking at, for example, you are looking at the camps, like I mentioned about the run of Kutch camps, then what type of services will be offered and miscellaneous services if provided. So on the basis of this, selection happens. The nature of accommodation business has peculiar characteristics, whether it is service or non-service. And these characteristics strongly influence the way in which the marketing is carried out. So if you have facilities and services offered, many hotels add up all these as their unique selling point in marketing the product. Or the two-star, three-star hotels spread around the world, or the different branding of a particular brand, like Marriott would have Courtyard and so many other things, which are again under the international name, but the services differ. For example, three-star hotel may not have a conference facility for as many as 1,000 people, whereas a five-star hotel will have all that. Likewise, a two-star hotel may not have even a business center or a concierge or facility for jacuzzi. A five-star hotel will have jacuzzi availability or a spa availability. So all services refer, costs involved, and the characteristics strongly influence, and you need to market that according to the need. Then coming into the accommodation nature, and business has peculiar characteristics whether it is service or non-service accommodation. And these features and characteristics strongly influence the way marketing is done, as we have said. So characteristics are choice of location. I pointed out choice of location plays a major role. A conference center that is holding a conference or an exhibition happening somewhere at the outskirts of a town. So hotel that's close to that location will be more in demand, because guests will pick up a hotel which is close to exhibition ground where they can reach either walking or a very quick transfer. Likewise, the fluctuation in demand is also one of the characters from seasonality point of view, like resorts, like sports activities. These type of hotels will only be full according to demand in the fluctuation needs. Suppose a hotel close to Brabourne Stadium or Wankhede Stadium may have more domestic tourists going and staying around there. And the other 2-3-star hotel may not find guests in big numbers like they have come to watch any IPL match happening into the stadium. And seasonality, again, plays one of the characteristics. And furthermore, going on to the size of the room and booking intermediaries, how many booking intermediaries you have, so that you have more selling arms. And as such, they will be getting more clientele, more approach, and they would have this important, like we are on booking.com, we are on Travo, we are in Trigo, we are there on trip.com, etc., etc. Then higher operational cost is one of the characteristics for running a hotel, whether there are 50 guests or the 100% occupancy with 200 guests, the operational cost plays an important role. That includes electricity, that includes staff salary, that includes different type of taxes, etc. So choice of location, step by step, location plays an important role. For example, if somebody would like to have an experience of some particular place of interest, they will look the hotel close to that area only. Location decides. You are participating in ITB Berlin, so you will look in a hotel that is close to ITB Berlin, which is a travel exhibition ground, and not somewhere far. I give the example giving you from Eiffel Tower. Somebody would like to visit Eiffel Tower and go around the Paris city. They should better stay within the city and not in the outskirts of Paris, where the prices are much lower than that. So location plays an important. Location has a power to control profitability of the business operation. So example, hotels in Cuff Parade, Narimon Point area will attract more 4-star, 5-star hotel guests than compared to hotel if it is 4- or 5-star hotel somewhere in downtown area or some areas where there is no flow of tourists. So the location has a very important place in selection and going for selecting that hotel. So I give the example here of the cave dwelling, which is in the Spain. People will look their accommodation because they are exploring this cave dwelling by people earlier, and they would stay somewhere close to that. Then induction of demand, fluctuation in demand, and seasonality is another factor which I have already explained to you, that all types of accommodation will work according to fluctuation in demand. That's why some of the hotel management send their staff on a holiday to avail them holiday when there is a low season. Likewise, when high season comes, some hotel, or rather most hotel, increase their rate, and they identify when they quote to their suppliers, their intermediaries, their distribution channel, different pricing level, what prevails around the year and what is the season period costing, etc. So it is vulnerable to charging patterns of the demand throughout the year. No same price goes around the year depending on the season, depending on the demand. So for example, for China, the market demands are as per the season. And Chinese are those people who travel, though they travel within Far East more than they travel internationally. But yes, the demand for hotels in Thailand, in Singapore, in Vietnam, in Cambodia, in Indonesia will be higher during the Chinese New Year. And same against Christmas time period. And exhibitions around. So depending on the seasonality.